From Africa to France to America, Angélique Kidjo has a singing career that has bridged three continents. She began in her native Benin in West Africa, then moved to Paris, and finally, Brooklyn. Kidjo's 13th album, Eve, is dedicated to the women of Africa. Our reviewer, Banning Air, has been listening.
Bana, 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 bongo. Bana, bana, bongo, yeah.
That's Yvonne Kidjo, Eve for short, singing a song she taught her daughter Angélique years ago in Benin. Kidjo named this album for her mother and got her to sing on this song, Bana, which says, value people over money. If you don't have money, Kidjo told me, you still have your life. Be somebody. Do something.
Bana, bana, bana.
Song after song, this CD offers encouragement to the women of Africa. Lift yourselves up. Marry who you love. Fight oppression. When Kidjo sings about these things, she does it with fire in her belly and funk in the groove. This album started when Kidjo was swept into a group of singing women in Kenya. She worked a phone recording of that moment into a song and then decided that women and women's voices should define the whole CD. Later, she took her basic tracks to Benin, traveling its width and breadth and recording 9 different choral groups to back up her own lead vocals. On Eve, Kidjo sings in 4 different Beninese languages, Fon, Gun, Mina, and on this song, Yoruba. Kidjo told me it wasn't always easy fitting these women's choirs into her sophisticated pop sound. Are you kidding? One group asked after hearing the track. Do you really think we're going to sing that? I'll teach you, Kidjo replied. She also put a few non-African musical guests through their paces. This song, Ebile, celebrates the pride parents take in their children. It's built around a tricky percussion groove from Benin, and those strings you hear working to keep up, that's the Kronos Quartet. The women of Africa endure sometimes brutal conditions and face huge challenges. But Angélique Kidjo believes with a passion that a better future awaits them. Kidjo's great gift is to pour what could so easily be anger and frustration into songs that uplift and inspire us. And she's done that again with Eve.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed Eve by Angélique Kidjo. All this week, you can listen to her new album at nprmusic.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.